Wyoming is one of the states with the fewest number of COVID-19 lab-confirmed cases. That's good news. But officials say the state still needs to be careful and not fall into a false sense of security that could cause a second wave and end up being disastrous to the health and economy of the state. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kadelska reports.
I had what seemed like a really sore throat and some chest tightness. It felt like someone was sitting on my chest. Like it wasn't hard to breathe, but it, like taking a deep breath was very taxing. And when I did, I had a cough.
At the end of March, Curtis Harnish started getting sick. As he started feeling worse, he realized his symptoms were aligned with COVID-19. When he had a temperature, he finally decided to call his doctor.
I say, hey, these are the symptoms I'm feeling. And she's like, well, it definitely sounds like you have it, but I can't test you. We don't have a test. And if we did, we wouldn't use it on you.
So Harnish was told to quarantine for 2 weeks and go to the emergency room if the shortness of breath got worse.
Once I stopped having a fever, my energy started coming back and I started feeling a lot more normal.
After about 12 days of quarantine, Harnish was on the mend and he feels good today. But he's now skeptical of the number of COVID-19 cases by county that the Wyoming Department of Health provides. So are a lot of people, because they know of likely cases that are not being counted. Wyoming Health Officer Dr. Alexia Harris says that's likely.
I think that it's important that people be aware that there are likely more cases than we've diagnosed and really take that into consideration going forward.
Harris stresses that even if your county has zero or one case, it does not mean you're safe. So why do we not have the accurate numbers of COVID-19 cases in the state? Well, there are a couple of factors. First, Park County Health Officer Dr. Aaron Billen says there is a possibility that the COVID-19 test could be giving false negatives.
I can think of a handful of cases in Park County that were tested and were negative, and we're thinking they were a false negative because they had the contact and they had the symptoms.
Second, for a couple of weeks, the state didn't have enough tests to test everyone, so only those on the Department of Health priority list were being tested. Those were people over 65 and others that had risk factors, so Billen agrees with those who think the numbers are off.
We suspect cases in most communities in Park County that haven't been diagnosed yet. We anticipate more diagnosed cases in Park County as we approach the peak.
The Department of Health is trying to improve things by keeping track of people who have been in contact with a confirmed case and develop symptoms, whether or not they've been tested. The department is calling these probable cases. And some counties are keeping track of one more thing. Campbell County Health Director Jane Glosser.
A possible positive is somebody who's symptomatic but has not been tested and has not been deemed a close contact of an actual positive person.
Possible cases are recommended to self-quarantine. Glosser says keeping track of possible cases help people realize that there's probably more COVID-19 cases in their community.
And we just have found it's a really good way to help alleviate some fears within symptomatic patients.
All of this to say, people shouldn't fall into a false sense of security if their county has few coronavirus cases. State Health Officer Dr. Alexia Harris says people should be especially aware of this as the state starts reopening the economy.
All of the social distancing, wearing face coverings, staying home when you're sick can help prevent transmission in the cases that we may have not diagnosed because they didn't have access to a test.
But Harris says widespread testing is critical, and the state is working to increase that. During a recent press conference, she said easing restrictions has to be slow.
Our first steps forward must be smaller steps that involve lower risk and fewer people. But we need more time to see how this disease may progress overall and how each of our moves forward will affect Wyoming.
If the state starts seeing more cases, there is a chance that they would have to close some things down again. Governor Mark Gordon said it best. That would be more devastating to Wyoming than it is now. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kadelska at the Center of the West in Cody.